Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it, starting with AEW Dark Elevation. We have Madison Rayne defeated Diamante. Good match here with Rayne putting on a backslide out of nowhere for the pin and the win. Frankie Kazarian, as he gets ready for his Impact World Title Championship, defeated Rhett Titus after catching Titus into a springboard cutter for the pin. It should be interesting if AEW promotes Kazarian challenging Josh Alexander at Overdrive, which happens to be the night before Full Gear, or if they'll just totally ignore it. Next match, we have Kiera Hogan defeated Sky Blue. Nice showing from Kiera here, winning with a spinning back body drop type of move. And it looks like they're focusing more on a Kiera solo run here, as she didn't come out with Jade or Layla Gray. And they even mentioned on commentary how she's kind of on her own now here. Next match is Dante Martin defeated Brandon Cutler. Fun and fast match here with Dante winning after hitting the nosedive. Athena defeated Jhonnae Kai with the O-face. Athena showing a little bit more of an aggressive side. And then after the match, she started kicking Kai out of the ring, possibly showing more of a heel side going forward. The Orange Cassidy and the Best Friends defeated Anthony Young, Victor Andrews, and Patton, with Orange getting the pin after they hit a triple team powerbomb. Eddie Kingston and Ortiz defeated Bray Keller and Miles Hawkins. Kingston got the submission win quickly with the stretch plum on Hawkins. After the match, Kingston kept attacking Keller as they continued the storyline. But this time, Ortiz just kind of let him do it, so it looks like he gave up trying to stop Kingston from attacking after the matches. Jade Cargill defeated Trish Adora. So Jade comes out with Layla Gray and no Kiera here. It's kind of interesting here to see what's going on with the baddies and Kiera not with them this week, or if it just was a one-time thing. Total dominance here from Jade, winning with a big boot and the Jaded. And then Nyla Rose, Marina Shafir, and Vicky Guerrero came out after the match with a sign that said they're the Beastie section, but they get chased off by Jade. And this is a rare appearance from Jade on Dark, as she is now 40-0. In the main event here, QT Marshall defeated Danhausen on this Halloween edition of Elevation. No Factory came out with QT, but then during the match, Lee Johnson, who's been out with an injury, comes out to the ring to try to encourage Danhausen just to attack him from behind, sending him into the ring as QT hits a cutter for the win. And then after the match, Lee and QT embrace, so it looks like we have a new member for the Factory. Tuesday's AEW Dark, Danhausen defeated John Cruz with a DDT. The whole match, Taz kept saying how Cruz looks just like a young Al Pacino. I don't know. Me personally, I think that John Cruz looks like Serpentico without the mask. Just my opinion. Brian Cage and the Gates of Agony of the Embassy defeated Fuego del Sol and Waves and Curls. The Embassy looked dominant here with Cage pinning Jalen Brandon after hitting an assisted Liger Bomb. Nyla Rose put out an open challenge to the TBS Championship in quotation marks as she came out with the title. She even had a Jade wig on, and Vicky Guerrero introduced her as a TBS champion. So she put out an open challenge, which was accepted by Leva Bates, and sporting a little bit of a different look here, no longer in her librarian gimmick. But Rose made quick work of her, beating her easily with the Beast Bomb. Dante Martin defeated Encore. Encore is a regular that I see in House of Glory here in Queens, New York, making his AEW debut, and he looked good here in defeat as Dante beat him after hitting this modified flatliner for the pin. I can clearly see a bright future for Encore in any promotion that is lucky to have him. Tony Storm defeated Diamante in an eliminator match for the AEW Interim Women's Championship. Pretty good match here with Storm making Diamante submit to the Texas Cloverleaf. Orange Cassidy and the Best Friends defeated Ari Daivari, Sunny Kiss, and Tony Deppen. Daivari announced Deppen as an honorary member of the Trustbusters for this match, and if he helps him win the match, there'll be a lucrative future for Deppen. Trent Barreta pinned Deppen after the Best Friends hit a double chokeslam powerbomb combo, and after the match, Daivari started yelling at Deppen just for Deppen to push Daivari into Orange Cassidy, who knocks him out with an orange punch. Kip Sabian defeated Dean Alexander with the springboard brainbuster. Marina Shafir defeated Kennedy Copeland in mere seconds after hitting a kick and a guillotine to make Copeland choke out. And the main event here, Ray Fenix defeated AR Fox in a really, really good competitive match here, with Fox making a case on being a part of this roster one day. But Fenix kicked out of the 450 splash at the end, followed by some kicks and the Blackfire driver for the pin. Definitely check this match out. We go to Impact Wrestling. On Before the Impact, we have an X-Division title tournament first-round match as Black Taurus defeated Laredo Kid. This match was very fun, but Taurus ended Laredo with the Destination Hellhole and will face the winner of Yuri Uemura and PJ Black in this tournament. This was obviously taped before Laredo's emergency surgery, so we wish well for him. The main show starts with Matt Taven and Mike Bennett complaining to Scott D'Amore, so Scott D'Amore says though he'll never put him in bad situations again as they are fired, so they're officially written off of Impact now they're in AEW full-time. We go to the main show. We have another first-round match. for the X Division title tournament as Trey Miguel defeated Allen Angels. Good match here from both, but Miguel hits the lightning spiral for the win and will go on to face the winner of Kenny King and Mike Bailey. Chris Bay and Ace Austin confronted Bully Ray, who was backstage, and Ace Austin asked him again about jumping him, and Austin is convinced that it was Bully Ray, as Ray says that it was probably Moose, and then Dreamer gets in Bay's face, so Bay challenges him to a match for tonight. Rochelle Shield defeated Tasha Steeles by disqualification. Steeles right away was destroying this enhancement talent, but grabbed the mic and said that she's above all this and tells Savannah Evans to come in and destroy her, which causes disqualification, followed by a powerbomb from Evans. We go backstage where the Motor City Machine Guns bump into Heath and Rhino and said that they were promised a tag team title shot, and Heath says that they deserve it and they better go to management and make it happen. But as the Motor City Machine Guns get there, they bump into Brian Myers and Matt Cardona, who also asked for a title shot. So Scott D'Amore made a match for tonight between Alex Shelley and Matt Cardona. Chris Bay defeated Tommy Dreamer, and Moose comes down during this match to confront Bully Ray, who was ringside for Dreamer, and as the referee wasn't looking, Moose tripped up Bay, who thought it was Bully Ray who did it, but Chris Bay was able to bounce back and hit the Art of Finesse to pin Dreamer. Later on backstage, Bully Ray gets angry at Dreamer and says that he was trying to do things the right way, but nobody trusts him. Dreamer says that he believes in him, but Ray threatened Moose that next time he will get involved. Matt Cardona defeated Alex Shelley. Brian Myers and Chris Sabin get involved in this match, and eventually Myers hits Shelley in the face with the digital media title, so Cardona rolls him up and gets the pin. Myers and Cardona kept attacking the Motor City Machine Guns after the match until Heath and Rhino come out for the save. It looks like we might be getting a triple threat tag team title match soon. Rich Swann and Josh Alexander were talking backstage until Gail Kim came in and tells Alexander not to trust Bully Ray and to watch his back, which prompted Steve Macklin to attack Alexander from behind until security and Frankie Kazarian split them up. Kazarian tells Alexander he just wants him to make it to Overdrive, but Alexander suggested them teaming up with Kazarian, suggested teaming him and Kazarian next week to face Aussie Open, in which they agreed to. Joe Henry continues his winning streak as he defeats Raj Singh very easily here, hitting a big chokeslam that he caused the standing ovation. Eric Young and Dina were backstage talking to someone, but we couldn't see who it was. And he says that he hopes that they're watching next week when he fights Sami Callihan. So it looks like we may be getting a new member to Violent by Design. Gia Miller has a sit-down interview with Eddie Edwards, who says that Honor No More is no more, and there's nothing left to salvage. And he wants to keep the stuff between him and Alicia privately. But he says that he will make PCO pay for what he's done as we're setting up for that match. In the main event here, Mickie James, Taylor Wilde, and Jordynne Grace defeated Vexxed and Giselle Shaw. This match was a lot of fun with all six women getting involved towards the end until Giselle grabs the Knockouts title just for Grace to attack her, go inside the ring, and spear Deonna Purrazzo as Mickie James hits Chelsea Green with the DDT for the pin. Is this the last time we see Chelsea Green in Impact? Not sure. Stay tuned. We go to Women of Wrestling, where they announced that the Women of Wrestling champion, The Beast, suffered an ankle injury last week and she'll be out for about 6 weeks. We have another tag team title tournament match as the Tonga Twins defeated the Heavy Metal Sisters after they confused Razor with some twin magic and hit her with a double Samoan drop for the win. Candy Crush defeated BK Rhythm with a right hook. Holly Dead and Chainsaw defeated Steffi Slays and Vivian Rivera with Chainsaw pinning Slays after hitting a big splash. In the main event here, Leia McCoa defeated Tormenta in probably one of the best and most competitive matches that I've seen in a while, as both these women are well-trained and experienced. And then David McClain says that on commentary, he flew out McCoa's parents to watch her wrestle tonight, as they never had before. So yeah, McCoa gets the win in this match. We go to NWA USA. Maxxie Impaler defeated Natalia Markova and Taryn Terrell in a handicap match, pinning Terrell after hitting the Wasteland. Wrecking Ball Ligursky and Ill-Begotten's Alex Taylor and Jeremiah Plunkett defeated Magic Jake Dumas and The Now after Ligursky catches a flying Vic Delicious into a power slam for the pin. Kenzie Page defeated Missa K by submission, making her tap out to a cravat. And then we had this weird segment where Billy Corgan was trying to give one half of the fixers, Wrecking Ball Ligursky, the newly designed U.S. tag team titles, but Wrecking Ball didn't like the design. He likes the old one with the USA stripes on it. And then Corgan tried to bribe him by buying him some cereal, and he kept saying no. And then Corgan's like, I'm just going to threaten your job. And Ligursky says, no thank you, and walks off, as he does not accept these new U.S. tag team titles. In the main event here, the other half of the fixers, Jay Bradley, defeated Ricky Morton after hitting a power slam. We go to NWA Power. Colby Carino defeated Flip Gordon after some help from Jamie Stanley, who was in his corner. And Carino hits an avalanche Colby Crush for the win. Chris Silvio was showing some text messages that insinuated that Anthony Mayweather's wife, Mrs. Mayweather, was flirting with Jack Stane and inviting him over. So obviously there's some shenanigans going on here. We have a number one contenders match for the tag team titles as Hawks Eyrie defeated the Dirty Sexy Boys with PJ Hawks rolling up Dirty Dango for the pin. Hawks Eyrie will now challenge La Rebellion at Hard Times 3. We had a karate exhibition between the question mark Rodney Mack, who was with Aaron Stevens, and the question mark 2 ahead of their mask versus mask match at Hard Times 3. Aaron Stevens gets involved and try to do some karate, but they just end up beating up on the question mark 2. until Gags the Gimp runs out for the save, but Sal the Pal comes out and attacks Gags from behind, turning on him. So not sure what's going on with Miserably Faithful. We have a team war match as Rolando Freeman and the Spectaculars defeated the Cardona family's Mike Knox, VSK, and Brian Myers. Right away, Myers eliminates Brady Pierce and Rush Freeman back-to-back, making Rolando the sole member of his team. But he comes right back and rolls up Myers to eliminate him, tosses VSK off the top rope to eliminate him. Down to Rolando and Mike Knox, Cardona tries to distract the referee as Chelsea Green runs and attacks Rolando. Knox pretty much had the match won. He kept toying with him, but Rolando eventually put on a head scissors and sent Knox over the top rope, eliminating him and winning the match and continuing his undefeated streak. In the main event here, another number one contenders match. This was for the TV title as Mims defeated Gustavo and Judias after hitting Gustavo with a big strong slam, and he'll now face the winner of AJ Kazana and Jordan Clearwater, who will have a match at Hard Times 3 for the vacant TV championship. NXT Level Up, Channing Stacks Lorenzo defeated Tank Ledger. Tony D'Angelo was on commentary for this match, and he's great. Keep him on commentary. Nice showing from Tank, but Lorenzo stops him with a boot and a diving clothesline. Thea Hale defeated the debuting Ja'Kara Jackson. Duke Hudson was in the crowd in the Chase U section. Then he eventually gets on stage and starts waving the Chase U flag. Hale was able to get the win after hitting a faceplant as Andre Chase and Hudson celebrated with her after the match. Brooks Jensen defeated Trick Williams. No Carmelo Hayes in Trick's corner. Jensen was able to hit a scissor kick for the pin and the win. New Japan Strong, we have Ari Daivari defeated Kevin Knight. Before the match, Daivari says that he has his eyes on Knight and might have a spot open for him in the Trustbusters. He's just trying to recruit everybody for the Trustbusters at this point in every promotion. But Daivari rolls up Knight for the pin after hitting a low blow as the referee was a little bit distracted. Alex Zane and Mystico defeated Blake Christian and Mascara Dorada. Mystico, who was the original Sin Cara in WWE, making his return to New Japan Strong, New Japan Pro Wrestling here, but this is his debut on Strong, and Mystico gets the win here by hitting a Spanish Fly on Christian for the pin. We get a video from Kenny King, who says that he's on his way to Strong, so it looks like he'll be making his debut soon. And a main event here, a really good main event. Tomohiro Ishii defeated Tom Lawler, with Ishii hitting a lariat for the pin. Definitely check this match out if you can. We go to WWE main event. Dana Brooke defeated the debuting Kiana James. Good showing from James, but Brooke gets the win after hitting a spinning neckbreaker. After the match, Brooke tries to help James up, but James just attacks her and tells her that this is business. R-Truth and Shelton Benjamin were backstage, and R-Truth are trying to apologize to Shelton for what's been happening the last couple of weeks, but Shelton kind of sat there with a blank stare and didn't say anything back. After a couple minutes, Shelton just stands up and walks away as Truth was pleading with him. Von Wagner confronts R-Truth backstage later on and tells him that his time is coming, but Cedric Alexander comes in and stops Von Wagner and says that they're going to handle it in the ring. And we go to the match, which Cedric Alexander defeats Von Wagner by disqualification as Wagner wouldn't let go of his boot choke in the corner. So second time that Von has been disqualified on main event. The WWE Network editions of the week were ICW Fight Club 239 as well as Progress Wrestling Chapter 144. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.